طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our session number 34. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University Medina Arabic Language Institute. And today we're going to be doing in this 34th session the new lesson 30. And even though initially I thought that we could probably complete this lesson in one session, on second thought I decided to just slow down a little bit and let's just try to grasp it fully, and we'll just take our time, go a little bit slower, and we'll do this lesson in two sessions, because it does have some details that require a person to think about carefully. And if someone hasn't actually seen this material before, this is the first time we're studying it, and perhaps having a second week to look at it may enable us to grasp it much better. And I think it's an important lesson, very important lesson. So instead of trying to finish it in one session, in which I think we could actually finish it in one session, but we'll take our time and take it a little bit slow. Okay, so today, inshallah, we're going to do the first part, or about half of lesson number 30, the English key, the Arabic text, and a couple of exercises, exercises 1, 2, and 3. And then in the following session next week, inshallah, we'll complete the remaining exercises, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. All right, so let's look at, let me just say here, though, before we begin to read from the English key, a tamyiz is one of those things that we saw in the introduction to level 3. When we are being introduced to book 3, level 3, we looked at all of the things that make a word mansoob or majroor or marfoon. And the things that make something majroor, we said, are only two, and the things that make something marfoon are about six, but the things that make something mansoob are many. We looked at 10 or 11 or 12, 13 different things. From amongst them is at-tamyiz. At-tamyiz is one of the more involved subjects of the mansubat. Okay, so it has two sides to it, the tamyiz at that and the tamyiz at nisba. And tamyiz at that has four different categories, and then there are other words that resemble tamyiz at that, and then there's also one other subject that we're going to be dealing with, or two other subjects that we're going to be dealing with in this lesson. One of them is one of the patterns of the masdar, fu'lun, and the other one is the other form of the verb of wonder, fi'l at-ta'ajjub. So there's quite a bit in this lesson. Just with the tamyiz alone, it's quite a bit. Today we're going to go over it, the two types of tamyiz, and we're going to look at some examples of it in the English key. We're going to read the Arabic text where we'll see more examples of it, and we'll read the Arabic explanation of tamyiz. So today we're going to do the English explanation of tamyiz, and we're going to do the Arabic explanation of tamyiz, and then we're going to have, we already read it for homework, we're going to go over it today, and then we're going to have one more week, to complete the exercises and to have another careful look at this subject of a tamyiz. So we had this week leading up until now, we're going to have one more week leading up to the following session to look at tamyiz. I hope that we study it carefully, memorize what we can memorize from it, look at the examples, read the dialogue several times, and grasp it well before we go on to the next subject. The next few subjects are going to be quite detailed. In the next chapter we're going to deal with is how, and it also is quite detailed like at tamyiz. So these topics, are important topics, very important topics that we want to grasp well. So that's why I decided, instead of racing through it and going on to how, let's take 2 weeks and look at it carefully and understand it well. Please take advantage of this time. Don't just take it like, mashallah, we have some relief, we have a little bit of homework this week, not a lot, so I'm just going to take a break. No, actually utilize that time to read the lesson more than once, to read the dialogue more than once, to go over the exercises several times, especially the English key explanation of tamyiz and the Arabic explanation of tamyiz, which comes in exercise number two after the comprehension questions, especially that. And spend some time with it and make sure you understand it well. Go over it with your study partner or your study group and make sure that it's clear to you. Okay, let's get started. Lesson number 30 today, inshallah, we're doing a new lesson. Lesson number 30, beginning in the English queue on page 131, bottom half of the page. It says, lesson 30, in this lesson we learn the following. Number one, and this is the core of the lesson, at-tamyiz. What is a tamyiz? At-tamyiz, it is a noun. Notice that it is, we didn't say it's a master, it's a noun used to specify and define an indeterminate idea. Yani something that's mubham, it's not really clear. So the noun of tamyiz specifies and defines that indeterminate idea contained in the previous word or in the whole sentence that came before it. So it may specify and define an indeterminate idea that's in a previous word or in the whole sentence that came before it. Yani the word that came before it or the sentence that came before it, it's not crystal clear, it's mubhim. So this word, the tamyiz, yani clarifies what's before it. Yani that is, yani mentioned in a condition of ijmal, yani it's general, or it's mubham, it's not clear. So the tamyiz clarifies, specifies, defines the indeterminate idea that came before it, whether in a single word or in a whole sentence. They give us an example of a single word in A, and they give us an example of a whole sentence in B. So they give us two examples here. One is, yani the tamyiz specifying or defining an indeterminate idea contained in a previous word, and the second example is, yani the noun that's used to specify or define an indeterminate idea in the whole sentence that came before it. Alright, so the first one is clarifying a single word. It says, sharibtu litran haliban. I drank a liter of milk. The word litron refers to an amount, a liter. But the meaning is not complete unless words like water, milk, oil, etc. are mentioned. Meaning that, okay, I drank a liter. That's an amount. But it's not clear, the sentence is not complete and it's not clear unless we say a liter of what? Of water, of milk, or what? So the word liter is the indeterminate idea in the previous word. And then, yani, the word halib comes as the tamyiz to specify or to define the indeterminate idea that's contained in the word litran. Sharibtu litran haliban. I drank a liter of water. Okay, so the word liter, litr, yani, or liter refers to an amount. But the meaning is not complete unless, yani, an amount of what is specified or defined or clarified. Is it water, milk, juice, whatever? The second example, ba, is another example of tamyiz, where the tamyiz, the noun, is used to specify or determine an indeterminate idea contained in the whole sentence. Yani there's a sentence and it's not complete, it's not completely clear, except we bring the tamyiz to clarify and to specify that which is unclear. So the second example, and by the way, the first example where the tamyiz is defining or specifying an indeterminate idea contained in a word comes under tamyiz as that. And this second example where it's specifying the sentence before it is what is known as tamyiz and nisba. These are the two types of tamyiz. One type, the tamyiz is defining an indeterminate word, indeterminate idea containing in a single word. And the second type of tamyiz, tamyiz and nisba, is where it's clarifying, specifying, or defining an indeterminate idea contained in the whole sentence. Tamyiz and nisba. Alright, so this is an example of tamyiz and nisba. Ibrahimu ahsanu minni khattan. Khattan. Ibrahim is better than I with regard to handwriting. There are many things in which one may be better than the other. In this example, khattan specifies the particular aspect, yani the aspect in which he is better. All right, so if somebody said, Ibrahim ahsanu minni, okay, that's a sentence, Ibrahim is better than me, but it's not clear because you are saying he is better than me in what? So khattan, yani, specifies what it is that's in this sentence that's not clear. Yani, it's not clear he's better than me in what. So khattan is the tamyiz that's used to specify an indeterminate idea contained in a whole sentence. Ibrahim ahsanu minni, that's a sentence. Ibrahim is better than me, but in what? Khattan tells us in what. It clarifies, it specifies, defines, yani, what is intended by him being better than me. He's better than me in khat, in handwriting. Alright, so now we're going to look at, those are two examples of tamyiz. And each of them is an example of the two types of tamyiz. Tamyiz at that, which dealing with the clarification of a particular word, and tamyiz and nisba was dealing with the clarification of a sentence. So, at the bottom of page 131, it says the tamyiz is mansub. Okay, so the definition of tamyiz is a noun that's used to specify, clarify, define an indeterminate idea contained in the previous word or in the previous sentence. Add to that definition that tamyiz is mansub. The tamyiz word, yani, its basic rule is that it's mansub. And also add to that definition that the tamyiz is of two types. Yani, tamyiz is mansub, and there are two kinds of tamyiz. Alright, turn to page 132. It says A, and on the top of 133 it says B. So the first type of tamyiz is on the top of page 132, tamyiz at that. The second type of tamyiz is on the top of page 133, tamyiz and nisbati. Tamyiz at thati and tamyiz and nisbati. So we're going to look at the first type of tamyiz, tamyiz at that, on top of page 132. It says this comes after words denoting quantity. Yani, tamyiz at that comes after words denoting quantity. A quantity of something, an amount of something. And there are four types of quantity. When we say quantity, yani, the amount of something, so there are four types or divisions of quantity. There's number one, al-adad, number. Number two, al-misaha, linear measurement, yani, the distance on a plane surface. Number three, al-kail, the measure of capacity or volume. And number four, al-waznu, weight, the weight of something. So, tamyiz at that is the first type of tamyiz. It's the tamyiz where a word comes to clarify an indeterminate idea in a previous word. In a previous word. And that word is going to represent a quantity of something. Either a number, or a linear measurement, or a measure of capacity or volume, or wezen, or a weight. Alright? So the tamyiz of that, yani, is the tamyiz that denotes, yani, that clarifies something denoting a quantity. And quantities are four types. Numbers, linear measurement, measure of capacity or volume, and weight. Alright, so let's look at examples of all four of them. Examples of all four of them. All we have to remember is tamyiz that is in reference to the clarification of a word that's indeterminate. So it's an indeterminate number, or an indeterminate linear measurement, or an indeterminate volume, or an indeterminate weight. So they're telling us the weight is this, or the volume is this, or the linear measurement is this, or the number is this, but we're not saying, yani, what that thing is. We're saying 10, but 10 what? Yani, we're saying a liter of what? Or we're saying a pound of what? So the what, yani, is the tamyiz. It tells us, yani, give me 2 pounds, and now I need to know 2 pounds of what? That's the tamyiz. It's saying, give me a liter of something, but a liter of what? If I say, give me 5 of them, but 5 what? Alright, so the tamyiz at that is the word that comes after the mention of a quantity. And the quantities are four types. It comes after a word that denotes a quantity. It clarifies that word that represents a quantity, but it's not telling us, yani, that number of what, or that pound of what, or that volume of what. Alright? Alright, let's look at examples for each one of them. The first one is al-adad, the number, for example. Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahada ashra kawkaban. Oh my father, I saw in a dream 11 stars. This is in the Quran, 12th surah, surah to Yusuf, 4th ayat. So, if you stop on the number, ya abati inni ra'aytu ahada ashra. Oh my father, I saw in a dream 11 what? So this is, yani, a number quantity that's represented by a number, but it's not telling us that number, yani, what is the number? 11 what? 11 kawkaban, stars. So kawkaban is the tamyiz that clarifies the thing that's before it, that is not clear, it's indeterminate, it's just a number. Okay, a number is a quantity, there's 11, there's 12, there's 13, but 13 what? Clarifying what that number is talking about is the tamyiz. The tamyiz of numbers is mansub. Yani, the tamyiz that comes after a number is going to be mansub after numbers from 11 to 99. But after numbers from 3 to 10, it's going to be plural and majrur. And after the numbers 101,000, it's going to be singular and majrur, as we have learned in Book 2, Lesson 24. Yani, in Book 2, 24, we dealt with all the rules related to numbers. But actually, we learned the numbers from 3 to 10. And we know that the tamyiz of it, the ma'dud, is going to be plural majrur. And we also learned the numbers, yani, 101,000 in the beginning of Book 2. Yani, in the first or second lesson. And we learned the numbers from 11 to 99 in between there, all over the place in several different lessons, right? So these rules are all over the place, but they're all together in Book 2, Lesson 24. So we know that the ma'adud, in this case, yani, we're referring to it as the tamyiz, the thing that clarifies what that number is talking about. For 3 to 10, it's going to be plural, majrur. For 11 to 99, it's going to be singular, mansub. And for 101,000, it's going to be singular, majrur. So those rules we learned in reference to numbers previously. So the tamyiz for numbers are what we already learned before. Alright? As far as the tamyiz for other quantities, linear measurement, volume or capacity and weight, so that's what we're going to be talking about in this lesson. As far as the tamyiz for numbers, we already learned them previously. Okay, so tamyiz of that is, this comes after words denoting quantity, and there are four types, kinds of quantity. There's numbers, which we just talked about, and then there's al-misahatu. Al-misahatu means a linear measurement or a distance on a plane surface. For example, ishtaraytu mitran hariran. I bought 1 meter of silk. Okay, meaning, yani, I bought some fabric, some silk, 1 meter. Yani, if you measure it out flat on a surface, it measures as 1 meter. 1 foot, 1 yard, 1 meter, a linear measurement. Not talking about, yani, how much it can fill in capacity, volume of a container, or how much it weighs if you put it on a scale, or how many numbers it is, how many pieces. No, it's talking about its measurement, the linear measurement, the distance of that thing on a plane surface. So this is the second type of quantity, al-misahatu, the linear measurement, the distance on a plane surface. I bought 1 meter of silk. Yani, its length, the length of that piece of silk, it is 1 meter long. Linear measurement. The third type of quantity is al-kail, measure of capacity. Yani, the volume that can be held in any kind of container, whether it's a measuring cup or a metal container or, yani, a plastic container. Yani, when you fill that container, that container has a capacity of 1 liter or 2 liters or whatever is its capacity. So this is, we're talking about here, is not how much the container weighs. We're talking about how much its capacity is, how much its volume is, how much it can hold in that container. This is what's called al-kail, measure of capacity or volume. For example, A'tini litrayni haliban. Give me 2 liters of milk. So a liter is a container that holds a certain amount of milk, for example. It holds a certain amount. It doesn't matter how much it weighs. So maybe if you put milk in there, it'll weigh 1 liter container. If you fill it up with milk, it'll have one weight. If you fill it up with rice, it'll have a different weight. If you fill it up with barley, it's going to have a lesser weight. We're not talking about the weight. We're talking about its capacity. How much can it hold of anything? So that's called al-kail. Yani the measure of capacity or its volume. Give me 2 liters of milk. And it's irregardless of its weight. This is the measure of capacity. The fourth type of quantity is al-waznu. Yani how much something weighs. And the weight of it doesn't have anything to do with yani the capacity, because yani the same container that can hold yani, for example, 10 oranges might hold 10,000 seeds of wheat, for example. So the weight is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the capacity. Yani how much, what is its capacity? What is its capacity? How much volume can it contain? Okay, so volume and weight, we have to make a difference. Weight means how much does it weigh on a scale, regardless of the capacity of the container that it may be in. We're just talking about how much it weighs. Alright, so please distinguish between al-kail, volume, and wazn, weight. So for weight, they gave us the example, indi kilogram burtuqalan. I have 1 kilogram of oranges. Yani meaning when I put them on a scale, they weigh 1 kilogram. Now, 1 kilogram in weight of wheat, yani it won't fit in the same container that 1 kilogram of oranges fit in, because oranges are much more heavier. So we're talking about weight here, al-wazn. Alright, so let's end with this. This is the end of the 4 types of yani quantity that we are dealing with when we're talking about tamyiz, as that, the number of something, the linear measurement of it on a plane surface, the capacity or volume of something, and the weight of something. So there are 4 types of quantity when we're talking about tamyiz, as that. Yani clarifying, yani the thing that is mentioned, a quantity of it, whether the quantity is in number or volume or weight or linear measurement. So it's a quantity, and now we want to clarify. Yani when we say 11, we want to know 11 what? 11 stars. When we're talking about yani 2 pounds of something, we're talking about 2 pounds of what? Oranges, grapes, apples, rice, or whatever. Okay, so tamyiz, that is clarifying that specific thing that is mentioned by a quantity either of number or linear measurement or capacity or weight. Next it says, words resembling words of quantity also take tamyiz. So there are other words other than numbers and measurements of capacity or weight or linear measurement. There are other types of words that resemble words of quantity, that resemble numbers, but they're not actually numbers. That resemble weight, but they are not actually, yani, they're not actually words that represent weight measurements. Okay, but they resemble them. So they are words resembling words of quantity. Every type of quantity of the 4 types of quantity have words that resemble that type of quantity, though they are not specific, yani, words that are used to represent numbers or weight or capacity or linear measurement. But they resemble them. So they also take tamyiz. Alright, for example, number 1. So this first one is an example of a word that represents a number. The word kam, how many, like kam kitab and indik, how many books do you have? Kam, how many, resembles the number. It resembles al-adad, though it's not a number in and of itself, but it resembles number because it's asking about numbers. So if a person says, kam binten laka, how many daughters do you have? It's asking, what is the number of your daughters? Okay? So this word, kam, resembles al-adad, it resembles a number, and therefore it also, yani, requires a tamyiz that clarifies it. And that's why you see kam binten. Binten is the tamyiz of kam, and kam is a word that resembles numbers, and therefore it also takes a tamyiz. Number two is an example of a word that resembles a misaha, yani a linear measurement. It's not a specific linear measurement, but it resembles linear measurement, and therefore it also takes tamyiz. So you have here, ma fi samai qadru rahatin sahaban. There's not in the sky a cloud the size of the palm of the hand. Here, the words qadru rahatin, the size of a palm, resemble words denoting linear measurement, distance. It resembles words denoting linear measurement, qadru rahatin. So therefore it also takes a tamyiz, because if somebody says there's not in the sky the size of the palm of a hand, of what the size of a palm of a hand, a cloud the size of the palm of a hand. So the word sahaban, cloud, is tamyiz for qadru rahatin, yani the size of a palm, yani in terms of cloud. There's no cloud, yani, that has that linear measurement. The third example is a word resembling al-kail, yani measure of capacity or volume. Hal indaka kisun daqiqan? Do you have a sack of flour? Here the word kis, a sack, yani a large bag, a sack. The word kis resembles words denoting measure of capacity or volume. Yani a sack tells us, it gives us an idea of a volume of something, although it's not a specific volume, but it's a sack. So if sacks are a certain size, then that is resembling, yani, the quantity of capacity, measure of capacity. So do you have a sack of flour? Yani, here the word kis resembles words denoting measure of capacity, and therefore it takes, yani, a tamyiz. That's why you have kisun daqiqan. Daqiqan is tamyiz, mansub. It's clarifying the indeterminate idea that's in kis. Yani, do you have a sack? A sack of what? Of daqiq, of flour. A sack of flour. The fourth one is an example of a word that resembles words of quantity. Here the quantity that it resembles is wazn, weight. Okay, the example they gave us is from the Quran, 99th Surah, 7th Ayat. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Yani, whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. Here the words مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, an atom's weight, resemble words denoting weight. An atom's weight is not a specific weight, yani it's not a pound or an ounce, but yani it's resembling words, yani like the quantity word that relates to weight, how much something weighs. So it also takes a tamyiz. So if you say whoever does an atom's weight, so there's an indeterminate idea in this sentence. There's an indeterminate idea or in this expression, mithqala dharratin, yani an atom's weight of what? So the tamyiz here is khayran, an atom's weight of khayran, of good. So khayran clarifies, defines, and specifies, yani, that which is unclear in the idea of the weight of an atom's weight. An atom's weight of what? An atom's weight of good. Okay, there's one final point related to tamyiz at that. At the bottom of page 132 it says, the tamyiz at that may also be majrur. And remember we said that tamyiz originally, its ruling is that it is mansub. It's from the mansubat. But the tamyiz of at that, not the tamyiz of nisbah, but the tamyiz of that, may also be majrur, either because of the preposition min, which means from, or because of it being mudaf ilayhi. We know that the mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. So, if the tamyiz of that, if the word that is the tamyiz, that's clarifying or defining, yani the quantity of the word before, if it is, yani, preceded by min, or if it is the mudaf ilayhi, the tamyiz instead of being mansub would be majrur. So for example, we say ishtaraytu mitran hariran, yani meaning I bought a mitr of harir, of silk. Here we see the mitr is the quantity, the mitr is the quantity, yani the linear measurement, and harir is its tamyiz. And the tamyiz aslan originally is mansub. But we can also say the same thing. I bought or I purchased a meter of harir. We can say it by preceding harir with min, or making harir the mudaf ilayhi, in which case, instead of it being mansub, which is its original ruling, it will become majrur. Majrur because of min, or majrur because of it being the mudaf ilayhi. So, the same meaning. Ishtaraytu mitran hariran. Hariran being tamyiz is mansub. We can say ishtaraytu mitran min hariran. I purchase a mitr of silk. Here, because of min harir, the tamyiz became majrur. Or we can say ishtaraytu mitra hariran. Mitra hariran. Mudaf, mudaf ilay. I purchased a mitr of harir. A mitr of harir. So in these final two cases, min hariran and mitra hariran, in these two cases the tamyiz, instead of being mansub, is majrur because of the preposition min, is the object of the preposition min, or majrur because it's the mudaf ilayhi. So if it's expressed in either one of these ways, the tamyiz, which originally is mansub, becomes majrur. This rule, it says, does not apply to the tamyiz of number, which has its own rules, and we already looked at those rules when we looked at the four types of quantity of tamyiz. That we said they are number, and that they are misaha, and they are kail and wazn. So the number, the rules for the tamyiz have already been discussed. We learned them previously in book 2. Yani, if it's the tamyiz of the numbers 3 to 10, it's plural and majrur, mudaf ilayhi majrur. If it's the tamyiz for the numbers from 11 to 99, it's mufrad mansub, it's singular and mansub. And if it's the tamyiz of the numbers 100 or 1000, it's mufrad majrur, and it's singular and it's majrur. So the tamyiz of numbers for 3 to 10, it's going to be majrur, and for 100 and 1000, it's going to be majrur. But for all the rest of the numbers from 11 to 99, the tamyiz for numbers from 11 to 99 are going to be singular and mansub. So the rules related to tamyiz of number are, yani, the rules that we learned in reference to the numbers, as far as the tamyiz of the other types of quantities, al-misaha, al-kail, and al-wazn, their tamyiz originally is mansub, but if it's preceded by min, it became majrur, and if it's the second part of an idafa construction, mudaf ilayhi, then again, it will be majrur. Okay, after that, let's go to page 133 and complete this English key with the second type of tamyiz, tamyiz and nisbati. It is used to specify and define an indeterminate idea contained in the whole sentence that preceded it. Remember, we said tamyiz that is used to clarify or to define, yani, the indeterminate idea that's contained in the word before it. The word that represents a quantity, either a number or a linear measurement or a measure of capacity or measure of weight. That's tamyiz as that. As far as tamyiz and nisba, it's used to specify and define an indeterminate idea contained in the whole sentence. Okay, so what's the difference between tamyiz as that and tamyiz as nisba? Tamyiz as that is in reference to a single word that represents one of the four types of quantity. And tamyiz and nisba is a word that clarifies or defines an indeterminate idea that's contained in a whole sentence. There's a whole sentence, but it's not clear, yani, it's not specified or defined what, yani, it is in reference to. It's indeterminate, It's unclear, and therefore it is specified or clarified or defined by the temyiz. This temyiz that clarifies the whole sentence is called temyiz and nisba. Okay, let's look at an example of this. It says, Hasuna hadha talibu khuluqan. This student is good with regard to manners. Yani bin nisbati, fin nisbati al akhlaq. In reference to manners. He's good, but good in what? He's good in relation to. That's the meaning of nisba here. In relation to, in respect to, in regard to something. In regard to here, manners. Hasuna hadha talibu khuluqan. This student is good with regard to manners. With respect to manners. He is good in terms of his manners. Alright, so the whole sentence. Hasuna hadha talibu. This student is good. Is clarified here by the temyiz khuluqan. Yani in reference to, in regard to, he's good in reference to what? In regard to khuluq, in regard to manners. This temyiz can be construed as either the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi in the sentence. Yani the temyiz of nisba can be reworded to represent the fa'il of the sentence or the maf'ulun bi. For example, Hasuna Bilalun Khuluqan. That's our sentence, right? Hasuna Bilalun Khuluqan. Bilal is good with regard to manners. So the temyiz here, if we reword the sentence, it can represent the fa'il of the sentence, or it can represent the maf'ulun bi. Let's see how. Instead of Hasuna Bilalun Khuluqan, we can say Hasuna Khuluqu Bilalin. Yani, Bilal's manners are good. In this sentence, khuluq here is the fa'il of hasuna. Hasuna khuluqu. Khuluqu Bilal. Yani, the character of the manners of Bilal are good. So, even though in the original sentence, hasuna Bilalun khuluqan, khuluqan here is tamyiz, clarifying Bilal is good at what? In regards to what? But if we reword the sentence, then khuluqan can be construed as the fa'il. Hasuna khuluqu Bilalin. Yani the character, the manners of Bilal are good. In this case, khuluq is the fa'il of hasuna marfu'un with dhamma instead of mansub. The example of the tamyiz being the maf'ulun bi is the next example they gave us. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. We exploded the earth with springs, yani springs of water. This is in the Quran, 54th Surah, 12th Ayah. This can be construed as, yani in this sentence, فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ, we exploded the earth, yani in reference to what? We exploded it, yani we brought forth from out of the earth springs. فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ, yani we brought forth out of the earth springs. So here, we brought forth out of the earth. The sentence is not clear. What did you bring forth? What did you explode from the earth? Yani, springs of water. So, we can reword the sentence where the tamyiz uyunan mansub with fatha can represent the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. So we reword the sentence and say, وَفَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ, and we exploded the springs of the earth. Here in this sentence, the springs of the earth, springs now became the maf'ulun bi. فَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ, and أَرْضِ is مُضَافْ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُورٌ. So in the original sentence, فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ, الْأَرْضِ was the maf'ulun bi mansub, and عُيُونٍ is its tamyiz, clarifying what explosion took place in the earth. And in the new sentence, Uyuna became the maf'ulun bi, and ard became mudhaf ilayh. Uyun al-ard, the springs of the earth. This tamyiz is always mansub and cannot be majrur. Yani you can't make it majrur by preceding it with min or making it the mudhaf ilayh. It can have a mudhaf ilayh, but it can't be the mudhaf ilayh. So this tamyiz, yani, will always be mansub. It cannot be majrur. There's a footnote here that says there are certain exceptions which you can learn later. So, I mean, almost every rule has some exceptions, right? But this is the general rule that tamyiz as that is mansub. Unlike tamyiz, tamyiz al-nisbah is always mansub, unlike tamyiz as that, which, can be mansub, and it can also, because of it being preceded by min, it can be majrur, or because of it being mudaf ilayhi, it can be majrur. But the tamyiz and nisbah, for the most part, is always mansub with some exceptions. Okay, so that's the end of tamyiz, the two types of tamyiz, al-that and al-nisbah. Tamyiz al-that is in reference to the clarification of a word before that represents one of the four types of quantity. Tamyiz al-nisbah is clarification or specification of an indeterminate idea that's contained in the whole sentence. And that is in reference to one of the four types of quantity or words that are similar to them. And a nisba is in reference to clarification of a sentence that has an indeterminate idea that is not clear. Okay, let's go on to the second point of the English key on page 133. It says one, in my book it says on, this is a printing mistake, it should have said one of the patterns of the masdar is fu'lun. Yani the first radical taking dhamma, second radical taking sukoon, fu'lun. For example, from shariba he drank, shurbun, drinking. The masdar of the infinitive, shurbun, drinking. From shakara he thanked, shukrun, thanks, thanking, and so on. And we'll look at some other examples of this in the exercise related to this particular pattern of the masdar, fu'lun. Number three, we have learnt fi'lu at-ta'ajjub, the verb of wonder in book 2, lesson 9. For example, ma ajmala an-nujuma, how beautiful the stars are. Yani ma ajmala an-nujuma, this is a formula for fi'l at-ta'ajjub. Okay, the fi'l ajmala is preceded by ma, and then it's followed by the thing that you are amazed at, which is going to be mansub. Ma ajmala with fatha an nujuma, ma ajmala al jibala. Oh how beautiful are the mountains. Oh how beautiful are the stars. The object of this verb is going to be mansub with fatha, and the verb itself also is going to end with a fatha preceded by ma. Ma ajmala an nujuma. So this is the formula for fi'l ta'ajjub that we learned originally in book 2, lesson 9. This verb has another form. It is afa'il bihi. The verb is ending with sukoon and is taking kasra on this middle radical. Instead of ajmala, it would be ajmil. Instead of ajmala, ma ajmala, it's just going to be ajmil. Alright, so the second radical takes kasra and the third radical takes sukoon, and then you have the preposition be, with the preposition be following it. In the previous formula we had ma ajmala, here we have ajmil bihi, or afa'il bihi. Ma afa'ala, here we have afa'il bihi. So for example, that previous formula, ma akthara an-nujuma. And remember the verb akthara takes fatta, and the word after it, its object, nujuma, is going to be mansub. How numerous the stars are. So the new way of representing this fi'l ta'ajjub would be akthir bin-nujumi. Instead of the object of the verb being mansub, as in ma akthara an-nujuma, the object of the verb is going to be majrur because of the preposition be. And the verb form changes from akthara to akthir with sukoon. Akthir, afa'il, ajmil. Alright, another example, ma afqarahu, the verb afqara ends with fatta, and then its object follows it. Here the object is a pronoun, so it's mabniyun, but it's fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub. Ma afqarahu, or ma afqara al-walada, or ma afqara al-tajira. Oh, how poor he is. Yani this boy or this merchant. The new formula, instead of afqara, it's going to be afqir. And then it's going to be the object preceded by the preposition be. Afqir bihi. Oh, how poor he is. Or you could say, afqir, yani, bil waladi. Or afqir bit tajiri. Both these forms have been used in the Quran. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. Oh, how patiently they can endure the fire. In Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 175th Ayat. Yani, the formula here is for the verb, yani, مَا أَصْبَرَ, and then its object is a pronoun here. Yani, pronouns are مَبْنِيٌ, we say, فِي مَحَلِّ نَصْب. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ وَمَا أَصْبَرَ الْوَلَدَ. The new formula would be يعني أصبر به or أصبر بالولد. Alright, so it came in the Quran. فما أصبرهم على النار. Oh, how patiently they are, they can endure the fire. The new formula, it would be أبصر به, or this is an example in the Quran. أبصر به وأسمع. How clearly he sees and how keenly he hears. Yani amazing is his basar, his sight, and amazing is his sam, his hearing. Absir bihi wa asmi'. The word bihi has been omitted after asmi to avoid repetition. Yani the formula would be absir bihi. Oh, how wonderful is his sight. Oh, how clearly he sees. Wa asmi' bihi. And oh, how wonderful is his hearing. Oh, how keenly he hears. This came in the Quran, 18th Surah, 26th Ayat. Yani, أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ. Oh, how clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, and oh, how keenly he hears. Yani, amazing is his sight, and amazing is his hearing. Alright, so this is a new formula for the فِعْلَ تَعْجِبْ. Yani, his formula is أَفْعِلْ, with سُكُون on the end of the verb, and then the object of the verb being preceded by the preposition be, making it مَجْرُوْ. Unless it's a pronoun, if it's mabniun, then it's fi mahalli jar. Alright, so this is the second, yani, this is a second type of formula or form for fi'l at-ta'ajjub, the verb of wonderment. And this is the end of the English key. With this, inshallah, we'll go to the Arabic text. And hopefully try to get through, yani, the first couple of exercises. Mainly, yani, the exercise 2, which deals with the Arabic explanation of at-tamyiz. Alright, so we're going to read the Arabic text on page 250. It's one page, page 250. And we're going to be looking for what? Number one, practicing our reading skills, our comprehension skills, and looking for the new material that's contained in this lesson, primarily the two types of tamyiz. Tamyiz is that, and tamyiz and nisbah. And looking for the tamyiz of that, yani the different types of quantity, yani whether it's number or linear measurement or measure of capacity or weight, or other words that resemble these words of quantity, yani these four types of quantity. Page 250, Ad-Darsu Al-Thalathuna, the 30th lesson, the teacher says, Ishtarayta, oh, Ashtarayta, meaning a ishtarayta, yani the hamzatul qat eliminates the need for the hamzatul wasl in ishtarayta. And originally the verb is ishtarayta, but if it's followed by hamzatul istifham, then it eliminates the need for hamzatul wasl. So instead of saying a ishtarayta, you say ashtarayta. Ashtarayta al ashya'a al maslubata al matlubata li sun'i al lawhat النَّهْوِيَّةِ يَا أَحْمَدُ. Yani the teacher is speaking to, O Ahmed, أَشْتَرَيْتَ, have you purchased الْأَشْيَاءَ الْمَتْلُوبَةَ, the things that are requested or required, لِسُنَعِ, for making اللَّوْحَاتَ النَّهْوِيَّةَ, for making the yani lawhat nahwiyya, yani verb or grammar yani bulletins or boards, grammar yani lawhat. Lawhat or what? I don't know what word to use for lawhat. And lawhat means like a big poster, yani poster, naam, poster. A poster that you have some diagrams or something on. So this is lawhat and nahwiyya, yani grammar posters. Have you purchased the things that are needed to make the grammar posters, O Ahmed? Ahmed says, Naam, ishtaraytu mitraini waraqan wa khamsata ashara qalaman bi ahjamin wa alwanin mukhtalifatin. And he says, yes, I purchased mitraini. Yani this is, mitraini is a quantity of, yani misaha, linear measure or distance on a plane surface. I purchased 2 meters of waraqan, paper. So waraqan here is the, yani tamyiz for mitraini. Ishtarayti mitraini waraqan. I purchased 2 meters of paper. Wa khamsata ashara qalaman, and yani 15 pens, bi ahjamin, in sizes, wa alwanin, and colors, mukhtalifatin, yani different various sizes and colors. Here yani qalaman is the tamyiz for khamsata ashara, and numbers, khamsata ashara is a number, it's one of the 4 types of tamyiz as that. And mitraini is one of the 4 types of quantity of yani tamyiz at that. Yani it's a linear measurement. Yani measurement, distance on a plane surface. So we have 2 types of yani tamyiz at that here. Misaha, yani mitraini, and adad, yani khamsata ashra. The tamyiz for mitraini is waraqan, and the tamyiz for khamsata ashara is qalaman. And we said that the tamyiz at that, not the numbers, but the other types of tamyiz at that, the other quantities, can also be majrur, but the numbers have its own rules. And as for the tamyiz and nisba, we said that it is, the general rule is that it is only mansub, with some exceptions. Okay, in the next line, the mudarris says, Ta'ala ya Aliyu, come here, O Ali. Waktub hadihi al-ayati ala saburati, and write these verses upon the writing board. Ali says, Liyaktubha Ahmadu, fa'innahu ahsanu minni khattan. Let Ahmed write them, yani the ayat, fa'innahu ahsanu minni, because he is better than me. Okay, فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنِّي. This is going to be tamyiz and nisba, because it's a sentence that's not crystal clear. Yani it's an indeterminate idea that he's better, but better بِنِسْبَةِ مَاذَا, in reference to what, in regards to what. Yani هُوَ أَحْسَنُ مِنِّي, in regards to what? خَطًا, in terms of handwriting, in regards to handwriting. So this is tamyiz and nisba, where a sentence is not clear without the tamyiz that comes after it clarifying, yani the nisba, yani he's better in nisba, in reference to, in regards to what, in relation to what. So yaktubuha Ahmed. Ahmed now is writing the ayat, and then the teacher says, ikra hadhihi al-ayat ya Zuhayru, read these ayat, O Zuhair. Zuhair says, liyaqra'ha Hamidun, fa'innahu أَحْسَنُنَا تِلَاوَةً وَأَجْمَلُنَا صَوْتًا. Let Hamid read them, فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنَّا, because he is, I mean, فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُنَا, because he is the best of us. Yani the best in terms of what? In terms of تِلَاوَةً, in terms of recitation. وَأَجْمَلُنَا, and he is the most beautiful of us, in reference to what? Yani صَوْتًا, in reference to his voice. So both of these are tamyiz nisba. Tilawatan is clarifying he's better than us in what? And sautan is clarifying he is more beautiful than us. He has more beautiful what? More beautiful voice. Now, Hamid then says, Ba'd al-isti'adati, yani since Hamid is the best reciter of them and the most beautiful voice, then he is selected instead to recite Ba'd al-isti'adati wal-basmalati after he seeks refuge in Allah, saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, and reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-basmala means to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as opposed to al-tasmiyah, which just means to say Bismillah, to mention the name of Allah. Al-basmala means to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So after seeking refuge and reciting the basmala, Hamid says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Surah Fussilat 41st, Surah 33rd, Ayat. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا, and who is better in speech, مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, than those, who is better in speech from, amongst those who call to Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and who do righteous deeds, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and he says, indeed, verily I am one of the Muslims. Okay, so here we have the sentence, يعني وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ, يعني who is better, and better in terms of what? In better in speech, قَوْلًا. So قَوْلًا is the tamyiz nisba in reference to whoever, who is better, يعني from amongst those who call to Allah and do righteous deeds. Who is the best of them? أَحْسَنُهُمْ, يعني in terms of, who is better, who is the best of them in terms of, in regards to, بِالنِّسْبَةِ الْقَوْلِ, in reference to speech. And this actually is يعني وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا, this is a statement that يعني there's no one who is better in speech than one who calls to Allah and who does righteous deeds and who says that indeed I am one of the Muslims. And it's a statement, what is intended by, I mean it's a question, but it's what is intended by it is a statement. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا, يعني لا أحد, there's no one that is أحسن قَوْلًا, better in speech than the one who calls to Allah and does righteous deeds. And he who calls to Allah and then acts upon what he's calling to by doing righteous deeds, and he says, indeed I am from among the Muslims. In the next line, another ayah from the Quran, Surah Al-Zulzal, yani 99th, Zilzal's 99th surah, 7th and 8th ayat. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. يعني the saying of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and whoever does مثقال ذرة, يعني the weight of an atom of خيرا, يعني of good, يراه, he will see it, meaning يعني on the day of judgment he will see in his record of good deeds that خير, even if it's just the amount of خير that's equal to the weight of an atom. ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة, and whoever does the weight of an atom of شرا, of evil, يعني on يوم القيامة he will also see it. نعم. So what is important here is that this is an example of what? This is an example of يعني تمييز as that, but it's not a specific quantity that's mentioned, but it's a quantity that is similar to or that resembles يعني the quantity of weight, of wazn, يعني مثقال ذرة, يعني so here يعني the weight that's mentioned, يعني this is an expression مثقال ذرة that resembles يعني a quantity of weight, يعني the weight of an atom, and the تمييز of it here, the تمييز of that is خيرا, the weight of an atom of good. And likewise in the second part Now in the next ayat, yani وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, whoever does yani deeds equal to the weight of an atom, yani this is yani مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, again is the yani expression that has resemblance to a quantity of weight, and the tamyiz of it is sharran, of evil, then he will also see it, meaning on Yawm al-Qiyamah in his scale of evil deeds, it will be there, he will be called to account for it, and he will either be punished for it or pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, whatever a person does. If Allah wills, he may pardon them as other than a shirk, other than a person who dies upon shirk, not having repented from it. Okay, so this is a resembling the measure of weight, of wazn. The next line, the teacher says, MashaAllah. Yani MashaAllah, it is yani Allah's will, yani your recitation is beautiful. Ahsin bika qariyan. Yani, oh how excellent you are as a reciter. So we have two things here. We have the tamyiz and nisba qari'an, yani you are excellent in reference to what? In reference to your recitation, your reading of the Quran, qari'an, that's tamyiz and nisba. And we also have in the sentence before ahsan bika, we have the second type of fi'l ta'ajjub. Fi'l ta'ajjub, yani ahsan, yani with kasra on the second radical and sukoon on the third radical, and then the object of the verb being preceded by it, the preposition be. Ahsan bika. Yani, oh how excellent you are. Yani, in reference to what? Bin nisbati al-qira'ah. In reference to reading or reciting the Quran. Ahsan bika qari'an. As a reciter. And this is qari'an, is ism fa'il. Yani, the one who does the action on the pattern of fa'ilun. Mansub with fatah here. Because of tamyiz. Okay, then the teacher goes on to say, مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَكَ سُرُورًا كَمَا مَلَأَتْ قُلُوبَنَا بَحْجَةً وَسُرُورًا. Yani, مَلَأَ, this is a dua, yani مَلَأَ اللَّهُ, and then after a pause he says, اِقْرَى الْحَدِيثِ يَا عَلِي. So before اِقْرَى الْحَدِيثَ يَا عَلِي, yani the teacher says, may Allah, مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَكَ, and my book it has qaf with dhamma, it should be fatah, قَلْبَكَ, مَلَى اللَّهُ قَلْبَكَ, may Allah fill your heart with happiness, سُرُورًا, كَمَا مَلَأَتْ, as he has filled, as our hearts, كَمَا مَلَأَتْ قُلُوبَنَا, as our hearts are filled, بَحْجَةً وَسُرُورًا, yani as our hearts are filled with joy or delight and happiness. There are a couple of things here, right? So we have مَلَى اللَّهُ قُلُوبَكَ, yani may Allah fill your heart. This is a sentence that's mubham, it's not clear, fill it with what? And the tamyiz nisba is sururan, with happiness. كَمَا مَلَأَتْ قُلُوبَنَا, as he has, as our hearts have been filled, yani بَحْجَةً, yani mala'at qulubana also is yani a sentence that is not completely clear without the tamyiz, yani bahjatan meaning joy or delight, and sururan mean happiness. Naam, so these are tamyiz and nisba, sururan and bahjatan, and sururan again are tamyiz and nisba in reference to the sentence before it that is not clear without yani this particular clarification, the tamyiz of sururan or bahjatan. Tayyib. Okay, and then he says, then the teacher goes on to say, اقرأ الحديث يا علي. Read the hadith, O Ali. Ali reads, An Nafi'in, An Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, qala, Amara an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, bi zakat al-fitri, sa'an من تمر أو صاعا من شعير رواه الشيخان وغيرهما. يعني نافي narrates from Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them. He said, Amara al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the people with zakat al-fitr, yani the zakat that people distribute after the fast of the month of Ramadan. Sa'an min tamrin, a sa'a of dates, aw sa'an min sha'irin, or a sa'a of barley. Reported by al-Shaykhan, the two sheikhs, that is al-Bukhari and Muslim, وغيرهما, and other than them. So here we have, yani, sa'an, yani, coming twice. Sa'an, that's a measure of volume. Sa'an min tamrin. It's a measure of volume, and its tamyiz is tamrin. Here, instead of it being mansub, because it's preceded by min, it became majroor. Aw sa'an min sha'irin, and again, sa'an is a measure of volume. Its tamyiz is sha'ir, which makes it a sa' of what? But it here is majroor because of being preceded by min. We said that the tamyiz of that other than the numbers, yani can be, is originally mansub, but can be majroor because of being preceded by min or because of it being mudaf ilayhi. So here we see an example of it being majroor because of the it being preceded by the preposition min. Naam, amr bi zakat al-fitr. Okay, so the Prophet ordered with zakat al-fitr, sa'an, a volume, yani that's equal to 4 mud, or 1 mud being approximately how much volume of dates or barley or wheat or whatever can be held in the 2 palms of the average man's hands. So 2 palms together, whatever it holds, is one mud, and 4 muds is 1 sa'a. So a sa'a here is the measure, yani is the quantity of, yani volume, kale, and its tamyiz is tamra, it's majroor because of min. And the same thing in the second part of the hadith, sa'an min sha'irin. Sha'irin is the tamyiz, it's majroor here because of being preceded by min. And this is the end of the dialogue. So we'll probably come back to it in the exercises, but in any case, what is important here is reading the dialogue and looking for, mostly, more importantly, yani the examples of tamyiz and that, and tamyiz and nisba. Okay, going on to the first exercise is comprehension on page 251, ajib an al as'ilati al atiyati, mal ashya'u allati ishtaraha ahmadu لِسُنْعِ اللَّوْحَاتِ النَّحْوِيَةِ. What are the things that Ahmed purchased for making the yani grammar posters? اشترى أحمد مترين ورقا وخمسة عشر قلما بأحجام وألوان مختلفة. Yani Ahmed purchased 2 meters of paper, yani for the posters, and 15 pens of different sizes and different colors. Number 2. من الذي كتب الآيات على السبورة. Who is the one who wrote the ayats on the board? يعني الذي كتب الآيات على السبورة هو أحمد. Number 3. من الذي قرأها. Who is the one who read those ayats? يعني الذي قرأها هو حامد. Okay, exercise number 2 is the main exercise, the Arabic explanation of التمييز. The 2 types of tamyiz, at that and nisba, and the 4 quantities of tamyiz, at that and yani the fact that certain words resemble these 4 types of quantities, which also take tamyiz, and finally tamyiz and nisba, and that the tamyiz and nisba can sometimes be construed to be the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi. That's what we covered in the English key. Maybe there might be a little bit more details here in the Arabic, or yani perhaps some examples, slightly different examples. Now, okay, so page 251, near the top of the page, exercise number 2, ishtaraytu mitraini waraqan, yani I purchased 2 meters of paper. Here, waraqan is tamyiz, mansub, with fatah. At-tamyiz, ismun nakiratun mutadamminun ma'na min libayani ma qablahu min ijmalin. Yani tamyiz is a indefinite noun. Ismun nakira. Mutadamminun ma'na min. It contains within it or it implies the meaning of min. Yani I purchased 2 meters of waraq. Yani it has the implied meaning of min waraq. Min waraq. 2 meters from or of paper. So the tamyiz is the ism nakira. Mutadamminun, yani implying the meaning of min, from or of something, libayan ma qablahu, to clarify what is before it, min ijmalin, of that which is ijmal, is unspecified, yani is not specific, it's yani is undetermined, yani I purchased 2 meters of what, yani so the tamyiz comes to clarify the 2 meters, which is unspecified, 2 meters of what is not clear. Tamyiz comes to make it clear, 2 meters of paper. For example, 2 examples. The first example is tamyiz at that, yani where it's one of the 4 types of quantities. The second example is the clarification of a sentence that's unclear. First example, endi mitrun hariran. I have a meter of silk. A meter of silk. This is tamyiz at that. And the mitr here, yani, is the misaha, yani, the linear measurement, misaha. One of the 4 types of quantities. The second example is tamyiz and nisbah, hasuna hamidun khuluqan. Yani, hamid is good. Yani, binisbati mada, in reference to what? Yani, in reference to manners, character, khuluqan. These are the 2 types of tamyiz, at that and in nisbah. And that is clarifying a word before it that represents one of the 4 types of quantities. And a nisbah is in reference to a sentence. A whole sentence that's not clear requires tamyiz to specify what that person is better at or good at or other than that. فَالتَّقْرِيَ الْجُمْلَتَيْنِ. So what is, yani how do we understand these 2 sentences? Yani indi mitrun harirun. What is understood from it is indi mitrun min haririn. That's what we mean by yani ismun nakira mutadamminun ma'na min. Yani it entails or implies the meaning of min. Indi mitrun min hariran. I have a meter of silk. The second example, hasuna hamidun khuluqan. Hasuna hamidun min jihati khuluqihi. Hasan is good from the aspect or from the angle of his character, his manners. He's good. من جهة خلقه يعني بالنسبة إلى خلقه, in reference to or in regards to his character. 2 types of tamyiz. التمييز نوعان. Number 1, تمييز الذات. And number 2, تمييز النسبة. So there are 2 types of tamyiz. تمييز الذات, تمييز النسبة. First, تمييز الذات. هو الواقع بعد المقادير والمقادير أربعة أنواع. يعني تمييز الذات is the tamyiz that comes after one of the types of quantities. المقادير, يعني the plural of مقدار. It comes after one of the 4 types of quantities. والمقادير أربعة أنواع. And the quantities of 4 types. The first one, العدد. And if we look to the next pages, we see the plurals of the other types of words. الممسوحات يعني مساحة, المكيلات الكيل, and الموزونات الوزن. So we saw in the English key the words العدد, المساحة, الكيل, and الوزن. And here we see their plurals except for العدد, يعني العدد is singular, and then we have the plural of مساحة, الممسوحات, ممسوحات, and then we have كيل, ال مكيلات, and then we have وزن, الموزونات. Okay, so we're going to look at these 4 types of quantities here in the Arabic explanation of tamyiz at that. The example of al-adad, which is the first type of the four types of quantities, which the tamyiz of at that clarifies. It comes after. Yani, it's a word that comes after one of these four types of quantities, or words that resemble these four types of quantities. The example, Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahada ashra qawkaban. So they gave us the first example, which we had in the English key. Oh my father, my dear father, I have seen, yani in a dream, ahada ashra, 11. 11 what? Qawkaban, 11 stars. Qawkaban is the tamyiz, clarifying the number ahada ashra. Second example, kam kitaban qara'ata. How many books have you read? So kam is an example of a word that resembles al-adad. It's not a number, but it resembles al-adad, and therefore it also takes a tamyiz. How many books have you read? After this, on page 252, the second of the four types of quantities for tamyiz at that is al-mimsaha. It's plural, mimsuh. Mamsuhat, yani for example, indi ذِرَاعٌ أَرْضًا. I have a ذِرَاعَ of earth. Yani a ذِرَاعَ length, meaning an arm span of earth. Yani from the tip of the fingers to the elbow is what's called a ذِرَاعَ. Yani it's a linear measurement, yani a distance on a plane surface. ذِرَاعٌ أَرْضًا. Yani I have, yani this amount of earth, yani the length of or the distance of a ذِرَاعَ. The third type of the four quantities of tamyiz is that المكيلات. نحو أعطيته صاعا تمرا. I gave him a صاع of تمران. Yani this is an example of tamyiz is that the third type of quantity الكيل, which is the measurement of capacity or volume. How much a container can hold. Yani a sa'a of dates. Sa'an is the volume, quantity of volume, and tamran is its tamyiz. The fourth type of quantity is al-wazn, or mawzunat. For example, a'indaka rutlun samnan. Yani, do you have a pound of samn, yani of fat? Or, yani, yeah, like fat. That's used for cooking oil, for example. Here, yani rotlun is a measure of weight. And samna is its, yani, a pound of what? A pound of samna. Naam. So these are examples of the four types of quantities that come under the title of tamyiz as that. وَيُلْحَقُ بِهِ الدَّالُ عَلَى مَا يُشْبِهُ الْمِقْدَارَ. And also, yani, along with them, or what is attached to them in ruling, is that which الدَّالُ عَلَى مَا يُشْبِهُ الْمِقْدَارَ. Yani, that which points to something that resembles a miqdar, resembles, yani, a quantity. It resembles one of the four types, something that, yani, points to that which resembles one of the types of quantities. So they give us only three examples here. مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ قَدْرُ رَاحَةٍ سَحَابًا. Yani there is not in the sky, yani the قَدْرُ رَاحَةٍ, yani the length of the palm of a hand. Yani this is a, yani مِسَاحَة, linear measurement. Meaning the linear measurement or the length of the palm of the hand. That amount, there's not a cloud in that amount in the sky. So here, yani, this is an expression that resembles one of the four types of quantities. Yani, the misaha, the linear measurement. Yani, the measurement that's equal to the length of the palm of a hand, and its tamyiz is sahab and clouds. The second one is indi jarratun ma'a. Yani, I have a jar of water. Jarra, yani a jar of water. A container of water. So here, jarra is not a specific measurement, but it's a measurement that resembles, yani, volume. It resembles volume, or al-kail, yani a jar full of water. Uridu kisan daqiqan. I want a sack of flour. Yani here, again, the kis is not a specific measure of volume, but it resembles a measure of volume in that it has a certain capacity that it can hold, a sack of flour. The third example is the ayah from the Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does, yani deeds that are equal to the weight of an atom of good will see it, yani will see it in their record on their scales and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Here, مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ is not a specific weight, but it resembles, yani the quantity of wazn, of weight, it resembles it, and therefore it takes the tamyiz of khayra. Yani the atom's weight of what? Atom's weight of khayr, of good. So they gave us three examples of those things that resemble, the four types of quantities under tamyiz at that. The fourth example would have been something that resembles numbers, and they already gave us that when they mentioned numbers. They gave us kam kitaban, yani qara'ata. So kam is a word that's not a number in and of itself, but it resembles a number, and therefore it also takes tamyiz. Okay, after this we look at what is the ruling, the i'rab of this tamyiz. It says hukmuhu, its ruling is yajuzu nasbuhu, yani it's permissible that it be mansub. For example, indi mitrun hariran. Hariran is mansub. I have a meter of silk. وَيَجُوزُ جَرُّهُ بِمِنْ. It's also permissible that it be مَجْرُوَ by the preposition مِنْ. For example, عَنْدِي مِتْرٌ مِنْ حَرِيرًا. I have, same meaning, I have a meter from silk, or a meter of silk. Here the تَمْيِيز حَرِير is مَجْرُوَ because of the preposition مِنْ. كَمَا يَجُوزُ جَرُّهُ بِالْإِضَافَةِ. Just as it is also permissible for it to be مَجْرُوَ because of إِضَافَة, yani is the second part of an إِضَافَة construction. For example, عندي مِتْرُ حَرِيرٍ. مِتْرُ حَرِيرٍ, yani I have a meter of silk. Yani here the تَمْيِيز حَرِير is مُضَافُ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوَ. وَقَدْ يُضَافُ الدَّالُ عَلَى الْمِقْدَارِ إِلَى غَيْرِ تَمْيِيز. And also it's possible that words resembling a words of quantity may also take tamyiz. Yani قَدْ يُضَافُ الدَّالُ عَلَى مِقْدَارِ. Yani that which indicates a quantity may sometimes be connected to, may be connected in إِضَافَة to غَيْرُ تَمْيِيز. May be connected in إِضَافَة to غَيْرُ تَمْيِيز. For example, مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ قَدْرُ رَاحَةٍ سِحَابًا. Yani there is not in the sky the distance of the amount of the palm, raha, the palm of a hand, of clouds. Yani this means that words resembling words of quantity may also take tamyiz. So another example is, and this is an example that they didn't give us before, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا. It will not be accepted from any one of them, مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ, yani the filling of the earth in gold. If they gave gold equal to the amount of that which would fill the earth, it would not be accepted from the disbelievers on يوم القيامة. Here we have مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ, yani filling of the earth is yani resembling the volume, yani a measurement, a quantity of volume, kail, although it's not a specific measurement, but it's resembling a quantity, and therefore we see the idafa here between mil'u al-ardi. In the previous example we saw the idafa between qadru rahatin. So words sometimes are connected in idafa in a way that they resemble the four quantities. In the first example, قَدْرُ رَاحَةٍ, it resembles masaha, yani a linear measurement. And in this example, there's resemblance to kail, the measurement of volume, مِلْءُ أَرْضِ, yani the capacity or the volume of filling something, filling the earth. This is from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 91st Ayat. And then they give us another example from Bukhari, مِلْءُ كَفٍ مِنْ دَمٍ, yani the filling of a palm of blood. This is in Bukhari, in the book of Ahkam, number 9. Here, yani, this is an expression that resembles the kale, or the measurement of capacity or volume, yani the filling up of the palm of the hand, min demin. And here the demin is the tamyiz, it's majrur because of it being preceded by min. In the previous two examples, sahaban and dhahaban are mansub, yani which is the original ruling of tamyiz. Here we see that it may also be majrur if it's preceded by min, as in this case, or if it was mudhaf ilayhi, as they showed us, yani, in the explanation of the permissible, yani, i'rab of tamyiz, that it can be mansub, can be majrur with min, or majrur because of idafa. Okay, the last part of this, and we are almost out of time, is labas. Yani, the last part of this is tamyiz and nisba. Huwa ma fassara jumlatan mubhamata an nisbati. Yani, it is that which clarifies a sentence that is indeterminate, yani indefinite, yani is not crystal clear. Jumla mubhamatan nisba. It's not clear what is in, yani, regards to. For example, hasana hadha talib khulukan. Yani, this student is good in khuluk. Yani, the sentence hasana hadha talib is jumla mubhama. It's unclear. It's indeterminate. And nisba, yani, that it's indeterminate or unclear in what it is in regards to. Yani, he is good in regards to what. And so the tamyiz comes khulukan to clarify that lack of clarity or indeterminate idea that's contained in the sentence. This is tamyiz and nisba. فَإِنَّ نِسْبَةِ الْحُسْنِ إِلَى الطَّالِبِ مُبْهَمَةٌ تَحْتَمِلُ أُمُورًا كَثِيرًا فَجَاءَ التَّمْيِيزُ خُلُقًا لِإِزَالَةِ هَذَا الْإِبْهَامِ. So this is the explanation of this example. حَسُنَ هَذَا الطَّالِبُ خُلُقًا. This student is good, yani, in reference to what? In regards to his character. So indeed, إِنَّ نِسْبَةِ الْحُسْنِ, yani the goodness being ascribed ila talibi, to the student, is mubhama. Yani, this nisbah to, yani, husna is mubhama. It's not clear. Yani, he's good in reference to what? It's not clear. Tahtamilu umuran kathira. Yani, it has the possibility of being, of him being good in reference to many things. Umur kathira. He could be good in, like, several, so many different things. It's possible that he could be in good in reference to. So the clarity of it comes with the tamyiz. At-tamyiz khulukan, yani, comes, faja'a tamyiz khulukan li'izalati hadha al-ibham, yani, to remove this, yani, indeterminate idea, or this lack of clarity. The tamyiz comes to remove the lack of clarity. Min tamyiz al-nisba ma kana asluhu fa'ilan, yani, from tamyiz al-nisba, there are some cases in which the tamyiz, originally it is the fa'il. For example, hasuna at-talibu khuluqan, going to page 253, taqdiruhu hasuna khuluqu at-talibu. Yani, hasuna at-talibu, the student was good in reference to character, originally it is understood to be hasuna khuluqu at-talib. Yani, that the character, the manners of the student is good. So in this case, khuluq here originally is the fa'il. وَمِنْهُ مَا كَانَ أَصْلُهُ مَفْعُولًا. And some cases, the tamyiz and nisba, yani, the tamyiz is originally أَصْلُهُ مَفْعُولًا, yani, it's originally the maf'ulun bi. For example, فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. We have exploded the earth with springs of water coming out of it. تَقْدِيرُهُ فَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ. Yani, what we understand from that, what, how it can be construed, is fajjarna uyuna. We have exploded the springs of the earth, causing them to come forth from the earth. So in this case, yani, the tamyiz uyunan is understood to be, it can be construed as being the maf'ulun bi. Fajjarna uyuna. Yani, uyuna here is the maf'ulun bi mansub. So, yani, in other words, in the tamyiz and nisba, the tamyiz can be sometimes construed aslan as the fa'il, as in hasuna khuluqu at-talibi, khuluqu is the fa'il, or yani, it can be understood to be the maf'ulun bi, as in Fajjarna Uyuna. Uyuna is the mafulun bi of Fajjarna. So this is yani that this is to say that what in the tamyiz and nisbah, the tamyiz can be construed or understood to be the fa'il in some cases or the mafulun bi in other cases. And finally says hukmuhu annahu mansub wa la yajuz jarruhu, yani the ruling of i'rab concerning the tamyiz and nisbah is that it's mansub. وَلَا يَجُوزْ جَرُّهُ, and it's not permissible for it to be مَجْرُوع. And then it says وَفِيهِ تَفْصِيلْ سَنَدْرُسُهُ فِي مَا بَعْدْ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, and there are some exceptions to this, some tafsil, some further details that you will study later on inshaAllah. Okay, and that's the end of what we have time to cover for homework. We also had the exercise number 3, استخرج ما في الدرس من أمثلة التمييز واذكرنا كل واحد منها. So we'll save that inshallah for the following session, looking at the key to see what are the examples of tamyiz, at that and tamyiz and nisba. And we did go over them when we read the dialogue. I don't want to rush through them now. So inshallah in the next session, instead of what we would have been doing in the next session is exercises 4 through 10, yani page 253 and 254, just two pages. Instead of 4 through 10, we'll be doing 3 to 10. We've already done 3, but yani we'll cover that in the next week. Exercises 3, 4, 5 on page 253, and 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 on page 254 for homework next week. Inshallah, we'll cover those exercises. Well, alhamdulillah that we didn't try to do this whole lesson in one session. That would not have worked out. It would have been too rushy. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we have another week to look at the tamyiz, to look at especially the English key and exercise number 2, the Arabic explanation of the tamyiz as that and tamyiz and nisbah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself. I ask Allah for myself and for each of us that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and He grant us al-thabat, steadfastness upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing with Him, and that He grant a speedy recovery to those who are sick, and shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, and fill their graves with light, and make them spacious, protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.